It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM all over this great state of Michigan. Appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Back in the chair, Bob. It's been a couple weeks since we did this together. I've been playing. You were out. We were just kind of like mismatching here, but it's good to be back in the chair. So how you doing, brother?
Welcome back, bro. Yeah, just trying to enjoy this spring. It's here a little bit, gone a little bit. Yep. I think next week it might be gone a little bit, and then it'll be back. And right. That's welcome to Michigan.
Yeah, right, in the spring, exactly.
Well, why are we always surprised when we, some of the people have already planted their gardens. I think that might have been a bit premature.
A little aggressive.
We'll find out.
Right.
If you don't have a greenhouse, my neighbor builds a beautiful greenhouse. Of course, he's got a degree from Michigan State. He worked in the greenhouse business his whole life, so he's like putting me to shame, but he's giving me a bunch of starts. He said, don't try starting any tomatoes, this and that. He said, I got three times what I need. It's like,
oh, that's
great.
Cool. Yeah, well, who's your buddy? Who's your pal? My wife was going to go out to the greenhouse and buy all that stuff, she said. But, I mean, that's typical this time of year that it's a lot of work. Tomatoes are what? You get boatloads of them, but you don't get them until, like, August.
Yeah.
Right? So between now and then, you got to buy tomatoes, and then you got too many. And for me, it's kind of a weird equation. Plus, you got to like to do it.
We had got lucky last year, and they staged quite nicely. But at the end, there's a whole bunch of ripe ones and overripe ones. And, of course, I like to roast them in the smoker and then freeze them.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just about – and funny, the theme of the show today is clean out the freezer because I don't know. Maybe it's because Michigan's thawing. It just made me think about my freezer, and I got another cow coming in, and – you know, you want to get all that food out of the freezer. There's no venison in mine this year, so it wasn't like I have to get rid of any venison.
Yeah, the reason I was gone last week is I went down to...
We talked to you. Yeah, right. You were actually on the lake.
Yep, and you know what? That probably sounded staged. It absolutely was not. I swear on my mother's grave, I had been out there fishing for an hour and a half already when you called at 8:30, and I had caught one fish. And I caught two while we were on this, 5 minutes, 7 minutes of a discussion on the phone. It slammed me twice.
It reminded me of when Rob Russell was killing the hog on the show. Were you on the show back
no,
then?
Uh-uh.
Oh, well, he called in from Tony's place up in Minnesota. They were wild boar hunting.
Oh, yeah.
And you could hear the bow and you could hear the grunting, and it was probably, I'm sure our producer at that network was freaking out because you're actually slaughtering an animal. Well, the truth came out years later before Rob passed, and Tony had this bulldog named Butch.
Oh.
And they staged the whole thing, and if you tried taking that bone from Butch, he would do this. The whole thing was it was staged.
Yeah.
And Rob really got me good on that.
Yep.
So we're all beer lovers, and this last week we witnessed the death of like one of the largest brands of beer in the world. And that's the beloved, and I don't love it, but Bud Light decided to do a marketing campaign. I think that marketing guy did not have his WWJD bracelet
right,
on because putting a man in a bra in your commercials is not what Jesus would do.
Right.
He would tell you to drink wine for one thing.
Right.
But what do you think of that? Did you see all this? They absolutely destroyed. I mean, if I was a stockholder in AB Anheuser-Busch, I would be furious.
Well, first of all, for me, when you're mixing political views with business,
beer,
it very, very rarely works.
It's happening all
and
the time
because
now.
There's, and I understand, but whether side of that issue you're on, I don't care. That's your personal opinion. But when you mix the two, I guarantee you're going to piss off somebody. And if you like drinking beer, You know, our friend Kid Rock, you saw what he did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he takes a bunch of cases of that and blows it up with his gun. Now, I'm sure all the gun rights people are going to be upset with that too. But my point is there's some strong opinions on either side of that issue. Whatever yours is, that's fine by me. But at the end of the day, it's just
when you tie it
hugely
to your brand,
bad strategy.
We've seen companies doing stuff like this lately, though, where they want to come down with some woke agenda. And Trump says, if you go woke, you go broke. He's not wrong. These companies that are trying to push this woke stuff are killing their brands.
Yeah, I think we're witnessing it right now.
And I'm okay with it. I mean, if that's what you want to do to your brand, you own it. Fortunately, I don't have stock in Anheuser-Busch. Never have.
Right.
Never would.
I mean, I've drank my share of Bud Light, right? I got friends that's their favorite beer, and
was.
It probably didn't change it. I don't know. I don't know. But at the end of the day, it's just, to me, I just shook my head and I move on. There's bigger things in my world than that. But
financial analysts are saying 2 to 3 billion in brand value is what they gave away.
Sure.
2 to 3 billion. And then 1 week, they lost 600 million in sales.
Yeah. Right. Well, there you are.
That's a lot of dough.
Right. That's the divisiveness of an issue like that, the ramifications thereof.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think we're all getting a little bit tired of seeing men with that stuff going on. It's mental illness, and they're celebrating it. I smoked a Sanders ham. I dropped off your Dutch loaf while you were
right. Yeah, gone. While I was fishing, you swung by and put it in my freezer. So I've not tried any yet. Dang it! But when I got back from walleye fishing, I vac sealed my 48 fillets, which is wonderful, and we'll have those all year. I still had 4 packs left, but I was putting it all in the chest freezer. We're talking about emptying out the freezer. I filled it with fish, but I saw it in there,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
that's a
man.
Big chunk.
It is.
Of,
I mean, it got to be like 5 pounds of it or something that they
said.
But I was like, oh, it's frozen already because now I got to thaw the whole thing out to try it.
Well,
but
she asked if I wanted one, and I, for one thing, I'm not a lunch meat guy at all. I don't eat sandwiches much. And number two, I'd never had it, so I didn't want her to waste her, you know, gift. And I said, you know, I don't know about that. And she says, well, how about a ham? And I had just smoked one 6 months earlier from Christmas. And I said, yeah, that would be awesome. So Easter morning, I threw that beautiful Sanders ham on the smoker, and I put orange and pineapple juice on it. I scored it, and I kept basting it. And I'll tell you what, that thing was thick. It took me until right before we left for my son's house for Easter to get that thing to temp.
Did you cover it or was it open?
No, smoked it.
Okay, you're on a smoker. Did
oh,
it,
my
it,
gosh.
So by basting it, you kept it from drying out.
Yeah, it was so juicy, dude.
Yep.
It
it was not spiral cut. It was just a
oh, yeah. It was a regular, what you call a regular. And my daughter-in-law made a rack of lamb. You would have loved it.
Oh, yeah.
I've got pictures of Jordan carving a rack of lamb at his dining room table. I mean,
yeah.
For a dad and a grilling guy,
yeah.
It just doesn't get
any
better.
And he grilled
than that.
The lamb?
No, she roasted it.
Oh, okay.
But I took home a bunch of leftovers and I made lamb stew with it.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, is it good?
Right.
My wife even loved it.
Right.
And she's scared of things that aren't just in her wheelhouse.
Right. Yeah. Lamb's not one of them. I tell you what, lamb chops are one of my favorite things to make on the grill.
They were beautiful.
And we marinate them overnight in little garlic oil, rosemary, and thyme, and just leave that in there overnight. And you take
I think
them out.
I like those better than the rack.
Well, it's kind of the same thing. They're just cut up evenly.
It is, but I love the flashing them on the grill and getting some grill marks.
Right.
And then a little bit of that savory flavor on each chop that
right.
you don't get when you roast it. It's
right.
different.
Right.
It's still good, but it's different.
Yep.
Anyway, I wanted to give a shout out to West Michigan Sawmill. I went and picked up my logs this week, and this beautiful tattoo on my leg is from the cable on my gator grabbing me. I had to pull a whole bunk of cherry off my trailer onto a skid for storage, and the cable got me.
Snapped.
But West Michigan Sawmill, it's on the Clarksville exit on 96. If you have trees you want cut, These guys are awesome. I've been going there for years.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to jump in your freezer, see what's left over, pull some out, and put her on the grill. Stick with us. Yeah. We'll be back.